you think about them?
I like just like.
I think the one our King's the best.
Yeah, the King does just like King.
I think it looks just like him too.
It does like.
Of course, the picture of your father was so old that it didn't come out as well. But I got those frames. I thought you'd want them all framed in the same kind of frame.
Yeah.
And I put some little hooks on the back of them so you can hang them on the wall. May I turn that radio off?
No, sure, thank you. You're going to pull it up on the roof. Now what I gotta pay for this?
You don't have to pay nothing for that. That's for me to you. What you been doing?
Just looking down. Head hurt sometimes. Raining somewhere. I mean, we got some rain, yeah.
When did it rain?
Rain when?
Yeah, Friday.
Monday?
Yeah, it rained Friday.
It rained all day too.
Right, that's when it's supposed to snow.
Yeah.
And sleet, and it rained. You had some new curtains.
Yeah, I ordered that since well yonder before Christmas. And just got them.
Well, they look good.
Yes, I took them other one down.
What kind were up there before?
Huh?
What kind were up there?
There was the color, the color of the wall.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't remember.
Uh-huh. There's the color of the wall.
What about those rods? Were they up there? Did you have to order those too?
Uh-uh. All that was up there. They come with, the rings on the curtain.
Yeah.
But
you ordered the curtains.
Yeah.
Where'd you order from, Sears?
To order from some place or another. The man ordered from me.
What man?
From Montgomery, from in Alexandria.
Mm-hmm.
The man in Alexandria, Mr. Jones, they call it. He passed every.
Oh, that's the one that comes by here.
Yeah.
Selling things.
Yeah.
I don't know him. He's from Alec?
He's from Alec.
And he's got a truck, because that's where you bought those clothes from last year. You had a pink pantsuit on the night that I took you to. You remember when we went to the Chamber of Commerce banquet and they gave you that?
No, I bought that in Nagata. That suit.
And you had on a white coat. And I thought you got that from that man.
No. I got my coat too in Nagata.
Mm-hmm. Well, this man that comes from Alec, what he has things on that truck to sell?
But you see, one of them have things on the truck and one of them don't. Because
mm-hmm.
you can tell them to order you something. You see, mm-hmm. you measured and ordered. Well, got him to measure my curtain.
Mm-hmm.
And well, before Christmas, I thought I was going to have them for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't, but they come the other day. Last week, before that.
Who put them up for you?
Put them up myself.
Better watch out, you're going to fall and hurt yourself.
Yeah, that girl told me, Quita, that little girl, said, Mama, don't fall down, no. If you fall down, you're going to hurt yourself.
You got a new pillow over there, too.
Uh-uh, that pillow been there. Not been there.
That white fuzzy one I
had it
seen.
On the other bed.
I've seen that other one over there.
Uh-huh.
Where'd you get that one with the African house on?
I got that in yonder to.
They were selling them.
One lady was selling them.
Mm-hmm. And you bought it.
And how you made it to the Mardi Gras?
I haven't seen you since I went to Mardi Gras.
Uh-uh.
No, I sure hadn't. I didn't come last Sunday because the weather was so bad. Mm-hmm. And I felt bad. I had a cold. I got a bad cold. I started getting it on Friday of last week. And it was... Didn't feel good Saturday and Sunday.
Most everybody got that cold.
I didn't get out. I had a good time at Mardi Gras.
Them ain't got no cold. They don't feel good.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Had a good time. We went down to this friend of mine and I, June Dan, went to Morgan City and stayed with her daughter, and then I took her car and drove over to Thibodaux on Monday before Mardi Gras on Tuesday, and went to a Mardi Gras dance with a friend of mine down there. Put on my long dress and got all dressed up. Went to a dance, had a good time. We were coming home. We came home a little bit early because the weather got bad that night. And it was supposed
to. You didn't come back that night?
No. Came back the next day. We weren't coming back until Wednesday, but we came home Tuesday afternoon. We came home Mardi Gras day. We missed the parade because the weather turned off bad, and they were predicting freezes and icy roads and all that stuff, so she and I left early and came on home. But
did you see it was going to freeze up?
Yeah, we've had, well, gosh, it's done. It's sleeted and snowed a couple of times since I've seen you. Then I forgot.
Well, yeah, it sleeted, yeah.
Because I had to go up to Minden Thursday before last, and I drove up there in the snow. It snowed the whole time I was there, and drove home in the snow.
In the snow?
Uh-huh. It's hard driving, bad driving. And it did. It just snowed a little
but
bit.
But it wasn't froze.
Oh, no, it didn't stick on the ground, but it was slushy and messy. Mm-hmm. And I'd pass those old trucks, and the trucks would throw all that old mud and mess up on my windshield. And it was so cold that the windshield wipers got frozen. I had ice on those, and I couldn't see. It was a mess.
I know it was a mess.
I'm tired of all this bad weather we've had this year. It's the worst one I remember.
Yeah, I guess so.
Do you ever remember it being this cold before, this long?
Not this long. I've been at it before, but not this long.
It's really been a bad one.
And it's snowing yet someplace.
Yeah, I know it is. It's really, up in the north and the Midwest, it's really.
And they had a burning in Natchez.
Mm-hmm, had a bad fire coming too.
Somebody told me, I heard it on the TV. And Mr. R.B.
Mm-hmm, his building. He owned the building.
Not a house.
No, it's a building. You remember where the new drugstore was? You know where the Live Oak corner is in there?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Well, it's catacornered right across the street from the Live Oak. Like, that's the Live Oak right there. This corner right over here, there was a drugstore.
Uh-huh.
You remember that drugstore? Well, that's the building that burned, the one that the drugstore was in. It was a drugstore and then a Western store and a seed store. And that whole building burned, and it belonged to R.B. and R. Williams. And then the building next to it, between it and the Catholic Church, yeah. Ann and Jack Britton on.
Uh-huh.
And it burned, too.
It burned, too?
It burned, too.
Not burned up?
Almost. Almost. There's not much left of it.
Not his house?
No. The building.
The building, they had nobody in.
No. They went out. These were downtown. They had business places in them.
Oh.
The one that Ann and Jack on that burned used to have a barber shop in it. But it's right down 2nd Street.
I know where it is.
Right there across from the old courthouse.
Well, I wanted to tell nobody was in it.
No. It caught on fire early in the morning, about 5 o'clock in the morning. 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, and it started upstairs. There were some offices. There used to be some offices upstairs. I used to, years and years and years ago, I used to go to a dentist, and his office was up there. But I don't know what was upstairs, if anything anymore. But that building burned down completely. It's gone. There's nothing left. Now, the one Ann and Jack owned that was right next to it, the front of it's still there. It can be repaired. It's about, most of it burned. But there's still something left. But the one that Orr and R.B. Williams had is gone.
It looked like that's funny. Nobody wasn't in there.
They think maybe it started from bad wiring.
It might be.
Electrical wiring.
Yeah.
Could have been. What's the matter with that dog?
Just add them with a dog.
Mm. Yeah, it was a bad fire. Sure was. I haven't talked to them. I called Francois the next day, because at one time when he first left down here at Melrose, some of that stuff of his that he took, they stored upstairs in that building. Some piles of stacks of newspapers, bundles of newspapers and some stuff, some furniture. Mm-hmm. You know that furniture that belonged to somebody else?
Yeah,
that
he had? Yeah.
Okay. Some of that, and they put it upstairs in that building. And he had told me about, what, it was right before Christmas? No, it was back in the fall. He told me that they had brought all that stuff down from up there, and he had a couple of bundles of those newspapers on his back porch. So I called him the other morning, and I asked him, I said, did you have anything in, still stored in that building? And he said, no, he didn't think so. He thought they had gotten everything out. But he wasn't real sure. He said that the furniture that was up there that Ann had taken, and he didn't know, you know, he didn't know what was there to start with, and he said he didn't know what Ann had taken. So I don't imagine there was much anything up there. I really don't know. He doesn't know what was there.
No, he didn't know.
And he was so upset when he left Melrose, he didn't know what he had and what he didn't have.
He sure did. What he did have, the Henrys took that.
But he didn't seem to be too upset about the fire. I thought he was going to be upset about it on account of the Williams, you know.
He lucky he there by himself too. But most all the time you can hear say something about some fire.
Yeah.
Fire.
In the wintertime especially, there seems to be a lot of fire. Tiny's drinking that water. He must be thirsty. What you been eating, Tiny?
Tiny eat anything when he get there. He just sit there and Tommy, your car, you come here and bark at me and tell me to come.
You a rascal.
You dogs all right?
Mm-hmm. I gave one of them a haircut yesterday morning. I had hoped to get outside to groom. All three of them need to be groomed, need to have the haircut. But the weather was too cold to go outside to do it, so I just put one of them, Liesl, the mama dog, up on the table and did her in the house, spread a sheet out on the floor, got the clippers and clipped her, took the sheet out and shook the hair off of it.
You didn't know what else to do.
Well, I didn't. I just did her. I didn't do all three of them. That was enough hair in the house for one go around. Well, I just did one. What you been doing?
Been doing nothing much. Not too much. Been too bad. You couldn't do nothing. Mm-hmm. Raining and sloppy.
You haven't been to town?
No, I ain't been there.
You say your feet been hurting you?
Yeah,
I didn't know your feet ever hurt.
Mm-hmm, my hand.
Yeah, I knew your hands did.
Be hurting there.
You think you got that old arthritis in your feet, too?
Shit, I don't know what it is. It must be. I say it's that. Dr. Watson said, oh, it's hurting mm-hmm. all the time. Mm-hmm. So it might be that.
Did she come get those pictures?
Yeah. She come got them. She had to send them off. I ain't seen her say she sent them off. Mm-hmm. She had to send them off to someone.
You didn't do anything over, did you?
Uh-huh. I put that red on.
Did you put the red on? Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Watson said she ain't working with that woman no more because that woman, too botheration. She must be hard to suit, you know, some mm-hmm. people are hard to suit.
Well, that letter you had in there, you know, to do this and do that and do the other thing, yeah. Pooh, let her do it herself if she wants all that.
She ain't paying no more for her, no, that one thing.
If she wants you to
and
pay,
Dr.
you.
And Dr. Worthy says she ain't got even access no more. She got Dr. Worthy, you know, for the getting me to paint them mm-hmm. pictures. She ain't
well, if somebody wants you to paint, they'll let you paint it the way you want to paint.
Sure, that's what just go ahead and paint like I've been painting. Mm-hmm. I used to do it all day.
Is that quite over there?
That's Dolores lives there.
Other day, did I tell you the other day when I left here, I rode down by Dolores' house?
You said you were going to be.
Mm-hmm. I did. I went down that way trying to find that house where you...
The house right there close to the Lord.
I found it. Uh-huh. And you know how I found it? Because Junior was standing out there in the street. Little bitty Junior.
Yeah.
Dolores' little boy.
Uh-huh.
And he's standing out there on the side of the road, and I slowed up, and he saw me, and he just waved, you know.
He knowed you, huh?
Yeah, he knew who I was. And I said, where they have the church school? And he said, that house right over there. And I said, which one? He said, that house right over there. And I said, well, there are two of them over there. Which one? And I don't remember. Anyway, I figured out which one it was.
Yeah, the one next to their house.
Yeah.
That's the one.
And it's right there by the spillway.
You used to walk back and forth from the spillway to Melrose every day, huh?
Yeah, I used to stay in the house.
Mm-hmm.
And come to cook, you know.
Yeah.
Sometimes they go get me, they pick me up sometimes.
Because that's a good little walk.
Mm-hmm. That's a good little walk.
You got my picture ready up there?
Good job.
Maybe that look like it. When'd you finish it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, excuse me, Tim. Ooh, I like that clementine. Yeah, I like that. Tell me about it.
That's Uncle Tom in the garden,
mm-hmm.
In his little house.
What's that he got in his hand?
That's a shovel.
Mm-hmm.
He's digging on him. Mm-hmm. And that little girl would be with it. And her pet goose.
Mm-hmm.
That's that little girl pet goose. See, that goose got her dress there. He put it on her dress there. And that's them birds, the birds flying over the flower garden. And the dog at the birds.
Mm-hmm. That dog looks almost like a lamb, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
That dog up there looks kind of like a lamb. Mm-hmm. What's this over here on this side? And
that's a little garden.
Mm-hmm.
And what's that in the middle?
What?
This, right here.
That's a birdhouse.
That's a birdhouse.
Mm-hmm.
Got a cross on the top of it.
That's a, yeah.
That little girl got a name?
She didn't name anything. I named her Mary.
Mm-hmm.
Mary and the Goose.
Francois talks sometimes about goosters.
Yeah, well, that's what he used to have.
What's a gooster?
That?
Mm-hmm.
He said gooster, but we call him a goose.
Right. I don't know where he got that gooster from.
I don't know.
A kind of goose and a rooster, I think he put it together and came up with gooster.
He might. Because you see them gooses, they used to eat bugs in the cotton,
mm-hmm.
In the field. You sure put it on her tail, dress tail?
You sure is. You sure is. Do you remember hearing about Uncle Tom's cabin when you were a little girl?
Mm-mm. I know nothing but Uncle Tom Kevin.
You know, there's a story. There's a woman named Harriet Beecher Stowe who wrote a story about Uncle Tom, called it Uncle Tom's Cabin. It was talking about a slave, and the man who owned him was named Simon Legree, and he was mean to him, and little Eva was in that story and all that stuff. I thought maybe you might have heard that when you were a child.
Uh-uh.
That's why they call Little Eva Plantation Little Eva Plantation.
Yeah, I did call it that.
They think maybe that the lady that wrote that story might have written it about that Little Eva Plantation down there. Uncle Tom's cabin might have been down there. I don't know whether that's true or not. I've just heard that. And I thought maybe you might have heard it when you were a child.
No, I didn't.
That's a good picture. I like it.
Mm-hmm.
Got a lot of flowers in it. You been painting anything else?
No. I ain't got no wood. Tommy gonna bring me some wood. Just bring me some wood when he go down to his death.
Mm-hmm.
I believe he said he gotta go in 2 weeks, after. That's when he stopped, yeah. When he's coming from the Mardi Gras.
Mm-hmm.
He stopped here. Him and another boy. And he said he gotta go to his daddy and well, that must be by next week, like when he told me. He must be going to go by next week.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be about 2 weeks. Because when they come from the Mardi Gras, he stopped here. Him and some boy and some of his friends.
I am seeing Tom.
I don't see Tom no more neither till he come. When they tell him but bring paint, well, on his way going, well, he leaves it.
I've got some boards out there in the car I'm going to leave with you when I leave. Let you paint for me when you feel like it. I want you to do another hospital for me.
Hospital?
Mm-hmm.
You know, did I ever paint a hospital?
Yeah. Paint the hospital like this up here?
I know, I mean for you.
Yeah, I got one. I got one, but I'd like to have another one. I got nearly everything you've ever painted, I guess, almost. This is the first one of these.
Look like somebody told me you was going to put up a shop or something.
No, I ain't going to put up a shop. I want to
put up something.
I told you I want
to... No, you didn't tell me that. Somebody else told me that.
No, no, but I have, you know, I've told you I was collecting your paintings because I want to have a museum someday.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not a shop. In a shop, you sell
some
things.
Some kind of something, I did you see?
Yeah. No, I'm not... I don't want to put up... I'm not going to put up a shop to sell your paintings. What I'm doing is buying them, and I hope to someday have a building where we can hang them all and then let people come and see them.
Mm-hmm.
But not to sell, just to look.
They didn't say, you know,
right.
For the sale. They just say, put up something for the put them in or something.
Dr. Watson wants to, she wants to fix that old barn over.
I know.
Down at Melrose. And she wants me to put them down there.
And that's a big old barn.
And I told her that I would put them down there as long as it was somebody to watch them. Because I don't want anybody stealing them. Because, you know, I spent an awful lot of money with you over the years, and I don't want anybody going in there walking off with it. And I told her that the temperature was going to have to be right, because if it gets too hot or too cold,
yeah.
You know, they won't last. And then I told her that the humidity, the amount of moisture in the air has got to be right, because that they won't last either if that's not right. Oh, they'll last a few years, but... What I'm trying to do, Clementine, is get a place to put all your paintings in, and it'll be there forever. You know, after you and I are dead and gone, it'll still be there.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll be a place that people could always go and see your paintings. Yeah. So
that's a big old barn.
Yeah. That's what I'm trying to do.
It's big inside.
No, I wouldn't sell any of your paintings at all. You know, they're just in my house. They're under the bed, and they're under the sofa, and they're behind
things.
Then you
could be somebody.
And nobody ever really sees them but me, you know. So mm-hmm. if I could find a place where I could get them all hung and then let people come in and look at them.
But that would be a good place if it was fixed.
Well, they're going to put a roof on it. And then I don't know what else she plans to do. Are they going to do
well,
it? They're going to have to do a lot of work to it before I'm going to put them down.
I know they're going to have to put a roof on it.
They got to do more than put a roof
and,
on it.
And I believe that's a log building.
Mm-hmm.
That barn.
It is.
It used to be a corn building, you
mm-hmm.
know, where they put all the corn at.
Yeah.
That's what used to be in there. And it's a big old place. in the wall, you know, for to put corn and everything. They just fixed the side all kind of way. You know, they don't care if they have a hole in it.
Right.
But it got to be fixed.
Oh, they're going to do a lot of work to it before I'm going to let my pictures go down.
But it'll be something like this here inside, you know.
Right.
When they put them, I don't know if they're going
to... Well, they got to put a floor in it, too. It doesn't have a floor
in
it. It
had a floor.
Does it have a floor in it?
It had a floor. How the corn could stay in there?
I don't know. I just figured it had a dirt floor. I didn't know it had a floor in it.
They had a floor like this, you know. They had a floor there. That's what they put the corn in. Yeah, they had a floor in there. It might be got a floor. It might be some of the plank might be rotten. But it sure got a floor.
Well, they'll have to do a lot of work on it before.
Maybe they have to put some blocks or something, but I don't know. All that what they had there, it was cypress and it was didn't rotten quick. Had some good lumber. But they had it. And I see some boards there now. Some shingles.
That's what they're going to put the roof. That's going on the roof.
They said they're going to clean up everything down there for to move their house.
Where are they going to put your house?
Mr. Francois told me this morning. They said they're going to put it where the garden was. You know where he used to make his garden. That's what he told me. Y'all know close to that. We call the mushroom house. Our channel, you know, our
channel. That's where you used to have that red okra plant. Wasn't that red okra you used to have there?
I don't know what they want to put the house there for now. Just to be putting it there. Right?
Well, they want to put it there because that's where you lived and they want to keep it. They don't want
Well, they sure got it.
They don't want anything to, you know.
They would have been done moving, but you see so wet there. And they got to pull it through the field. They can't come straight out from the house on the course of that ditch.
Yeah.
They got to go around like towards the gin, like, you know, to come out with it. And they'd have been done moving, but it rained again. They couldn't move it. If it stayed like this, they couldn't move it, but everybody last the next week, and then I don't know. Because it's too muddy.
The ground's mighty wet.
Yes, it ain't going to do nothing.
It's been a pretty day today, except that it's cold still.
Yeah, it's pretty cold. It's cold here, too.
I've been trying to clean out my birdhouse. I got a martin house.
That's what I had one time, and the martin never would come there.
I go get martins every year. In fact, last, one morning this week, I heard some martins, and I looked outside, and my birdhouse can be, I can roll it up and down.
Yeah, that's the way mine was.
Bring it down, I can clean it out, you know, and everything. And it's been down all winter, ever since they left last summer, the martins. And I looked out there, and one of the martins was sitting on top of the pole.
Really wanted to get in the
boat. He couldn't find his house. It was down low, you know, and he's just sitting on top of that pole up there with nothing on it. And there were two more flying around, so I went out and rolled it up real quick, you know, and went back in the house and looked out there, and just no time at all three of them went over there. But they didn't stay. I haven't seen them since.
Well, they're going to stay, you know, a little bit too cold.
Yeah, I've been kind of worried about them. The weather's been so cold, I just wonder if they can live with all that cold.
Yeah, they can live. Don't worry about them living. They can live.
I've found three or four dead birds. It's one of the sparrows, but they've been dead. I think they couldn't, you know, it's been so cold for them. But I enjoy watching those martins. They're a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's nice to look at the martin.
They just talk and carry on.
But them little bit old snowbirds run them sometimes.
Yeah, I like that picture.
Well, the building was burned. They got film for that. Did get stuck.
Oh, I'm sure they had insurance on it.
Yeah.